Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Brooke, I might be in the minority here because I absolutely love reunions.
Really?
But I know a lot of people think they can be awkward as hell. You've got family or even your classmates. So there's always the risk of not only reliving old drama, but stirring up new shit, which is why I absolutely adore reunions.
Wait, have you been to like a high school reunion?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
God,
have?
I loved it. Yeah.
I haven't been to one yet. I've told myself I'm not going until I'm famous.
Well, I went to my, I think it was, I feel like we had a 5 and maybe a 10, and then they just stopped happening, or I stopped getting invited. Honestly, either could be true.
It was that.
I love them.
Interesting.
So scandalous. So fun.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
But one high-profile TV reunion took place yesterday at Bravo. Mm-hmm. Obviously in front of cameras.
Yeah.
In the midst of a cheating scandal that's rocked the entire cast and also the world.
And the world, I was going to say. Of course, we're talking about Vanderpump Rules. And yesterday's taping marks the first time that the cast has been in the same room since Scandoval broke a few weeks ago. And of course, we don't know what went down at the reunion yet. But one thing's for sure. God, this reunion is going to be amazing, and I truly cannot wait. I have not been able to wait for a reunion more, ever.
I was going to say, this might be a reunion I actually watch, not just for this job.
I know, and I love that for you.
That's saying a lot.
It is.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, March 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop. Give me that,
hot sauce. This is a full blown love affair.
I wish we both would have tried harder.
You don't deserve one f***ing tear of mine.
We saw the both of you at the Abbey together.
You don't know what's going on between us.
I don't f***ing regret our relationship.
I had so much rage in me.
So, Brooke, we're not even a full quarter into this new year, and I think we actually have a pretty strong contender for our end-of-year gifts that keep on giving list.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm talking about Scandoval.
Mm-hmm.
So the clip that we just played is from the mid-season trailer for Vanderpump Rules, and it's giving us just a little taste of what's ahead.
This trailer.
Oh,
my God. Keep feeding me. So good.
I was about to say, Brooke is just like a little baby bird.
Oh,
come on. Keep giving me more drama. I love
it. So good. Oh,
I love a good trailer.
And this one nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, they nailed it. God.
Yeah. And it's one of those trailers where it's like, there's still going to be so much more just based off this story. Like, you can't have it all in this trailer anyway. And
I know,
you know, the trailers that like give it all away. Like, I feel like we still have so much more to give.
There's a lot of confusion in the trailer because a lot of comments are like, wait, who is that? Who's kissing? Who is that? I'm so confused. It's like, well, that's what they want.
Yeah, that's the whole point of a trailer. So we've been following all the Scandoval drama since we all learned that Tom Sandoval was cheating on his girlfriend slash cast member, Ariana Madix, with their friend and fellow cast member, Raquel Leviss. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the public apologies and the statements from Tom and Raquel, how the other cast members have rallied behind Ariana, yada, yada, yada. So much. Just truly took over the internet, the world, yes. All of us. Mm-hmm. And now, even though she's clearly going through it, Ariana seems to be making the most of it as a newly single woman.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm loving this for her. Like, she was on vacation. She looks amazing. Yes. She wasn't on Instagram. Like, she deleted her Instagram. I think I'm pretty sure we talked about that at the beginning. But she came back March 15th. And that was her first post. And she was like, you know, I just want to express my gratitude for all the love, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I will say she ended the caption of her post with "What doesn't kill me better run." And I was like, if that's not on a T-shirt soon.
I know.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so much better than the old adage, makes me stronger. Boring.
Yeah. Strong enough to kill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On Wednesday, Ariana posted to Instagram and shared that she's now partnered with the sex toy company Balesa Boutique. Mm-hmm. And she's giving away vibrators and gift cards for the company. And in the photo, she's, you know, holding up a vibrator. Again, she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the caption says, sometimes you just got to change up your vibe.
Yeah.
And spokesperson for Balesa told TMZ that the giveaway has already been a really big success. They've already given away 400 vibrators in the previous 24 hours, and they are expecting to cross the 1,000 mark.
Mm. So a lot of vibes out there. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of vibes. And we found out recently that Ariana is going to be in a Lifetime movie.
Ugh. Living my dream.
Called Buying Back My Daughter.
Even more Great living title. My dream.
Yeah. But it's like, I love this. Like, it's called Thriving People. Look mm-hmm. it up. Especially you, Tom Sandoval, and your dumb band.
Yeah, Tom. We know you're a huge Richie, but you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
So while Ariana is busy peddling vibes to her fan and honestly living what looks like to be her best life, mm-hmm. if I may say so, mm-hmm. Raquel is still working on her image rehab. She's got her work cut out for her.
Yeah.
So the day before the Vanderpump Rules reunion was taped yesterday, TMZ caught up with Raquel outside of a nail salon. And I gotta say, she was just sitting there.
I know. Like, a lot of people are like, this has to be staged.
Well, I was like, especially in contrast to what we were talking about with Nick Lachey a few days ago, like, mm-hmm. just this interaction in general between Raquel and this one paparazzo, who, may I just say, at one point, you could see that he was kneeling on the sidewalk without a pillow on his knees.
Oh, and wow. I was like, tough knees on that one.
I know. I know. I guess, you know, you really have to be built for this business. But yeah, so TMZ caught up with Raquel outside of a nail salon, and she really just kind of opened up mm-hmm. about all of her feelings on just about everything.
I know I have to take accountability for my actions.
Yeah.
Completely prepared to do that.
Okay.
And,
okay, have you apologized to Ari yet? Have you guys talked or how's that?
We talked on the phone mm-hmm. And I apologized to her over okay. text, but she didn't receive it very well. So.
Yeah, this was so weird. Like,
it was so weird.
She wouldn't just be sitting out there in the open if she didn't know they were coming. And this interview, I'm going to call it, because it was so long. It was awkwardly long.
Well, and I was like, am I to believe that the paparazzo have this much knowledge just in their back pocket about things? Like, obviously, I don't know the industry, and I never will, not even if there's a fire. But
especially not if there's a fire.
The questions that he asked, I was like, he's either got an index card or someone's feeding him lines in his little earpiece. Because how does he just have this background knowledge?
I know. So in this interview, Raquel says that she would rather not say how Ariana responded to her apology. And when she was asked about the claims that Sheena Shea, another Vanderpump cast member, hit her after their appearance on Watch What Happens Live earlier mm-hmm. this month, Raquel said, Sheena knows what happened that night. And then she pointed out that she has a permanent scar on her eyebrow. And the paparazzo mm-hmm. was like, oh, yeah, I definitely see it. And he like zooms in.
Like, I still don't see it. All I see are her eyebrows, but...
Yeah.
Maybe next time get a second cameraman while he's asking the questions. Get a microphone for him, you know,
mm-hmm. have
him
really... get a whole setup.
Yeah. Like NBC News, do it like they do it.
Yeah. So she also denied the rumors that her kiss with Tom Schwartz, who is Tom Sandoval's best friend and business partner, was a cover up for the affair. And she said that she genuinely had an interest in him, which I do believe. I think this happened before the Sandoval thing. Okay. And when she was asked about the future of her relationship with Tom Sandoval, she told the Pap that she doesn't know where the relationship is going to be and that they're just trying to get through these next few steps, which is probably the reunion is probably what she means.
Yeah, I would imagine. And whatever fallout's going to come from that reunion.
Yeah.
It was definitely an interesting non-interview, I'll say. Just so cash.
Yeah, it sure was. It really, yeah. And her nails weren't done. So why are you outside of that nail salon?
Yeah. I was like, what kind of...
Is this prior to your appointment?
Yeah. Well, she's getting ready for the reunion.
True.
Got to get those claws.
Yeah.
Toned up. Mm-hmm. So one of the steps, of course, that she has to get through was the taping of the season 10 reunion yesterday, where the whole Pump Rules cast got together, talking all things Scandoval with Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. For the taping, Ariana showed up ready to make a statement. She was wearing a yellow sweater that said, in all caps, 1-800-BOYS-LIE. And then she had matching sweatpants that said, we're sorry, the number you are trying to reach has moved on.
I love it.
Yeah.
God, I love it so much.
Yeah.
That, of course, was just her outfit, like, to walk into the building. I'm really excited to see what she wore for the reunion.
It would be insane if this is what she's wearing on the couch.
I know. Well, because Andy Cohen was, like, posting a bunch of videos yesterday because he knows there's so much hype around this reunion.
Yeah.
And in one of them, he's, like, talking to Ariana, but you can't see her. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I think it's safe to say that this is a revenge dress. And then you hear Lisa Vanderpump be like, more like half of a revenge dress. So I'm like, okay, let's see this dress. I am ready. So the reunion is not going to air, obviously, until the end of the season. So probably another 6 or 7 weeks. But, you know, Bravo released the seating chart. So we know where everyone's sitting. Raquel is sitting smack dab in the middle of the Toms. So that's just something.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was accidental.
Oh,
what are the
I'm
chances?
Sure. They
what a
picked
coincidence.
Their names out of a hat and then set them.
And they're like, well, the hat's spoken. We can't change this.
So we talked about how Raquel filed a restraining order against Sheena earlier this month for allegedly hitting her. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of question around whether or not they were both going to be in the same room for the reunion. And it looks like they're both going to be there, but maybe not at the same time based on the seating chart.
Yeah.
So Page Six actually reported that at the reunion, Raquel had Andy Cohen serve Sheena papers to dismiss the trial. It's like passing a note in class. But according to Sheena's lawyer, this has no legal meaning because the papers weren't actually filed in court. Believe it or not, Andy Cohen is not a judge.
Also, just the idea of like, it's like a ripped out notebook paper that you get like from a spiral bound notebook. And it's like just written in handwriting. You have to dismiss this trial. And it's like, well, Andy Cohen gave it to me, so it's got to be real, right?
It's got to be real. Yeah. Sheena's lawyer also told Page Six that the serving of the papers is just a PR stunt and said, if Raquel really wanted to make this go away, she would come out and publicly say the punch never happened and she is sorry for all the harm she caused Sheena, Ariana, and her other friends. Now, we, of course, do not know what went down at the reunion. We're not going to know until we see it on TV. But it seems like the taping was exhausting, I'm sure. Lala Kent, another Vanderpump cast member, posted an Instagram story to give us a little clue just how tiring this whole thing was.
That was the most exhausting reunion I've ever done in my life. I'm drained. I feel like I want to crawl into a hole and sob and scream. But I'm happy to be home now with my little one, crawl in bed, watch Seinfeld, and just like regroup.
I'm gonna say, I have a feeling that this reunion is gonna break records for watched.
I know people have messaged me being like, do I need to start watching Vanderpump and do I need to go back and binge it? And I'm like, yes, of course. Like, that's a resounding yes. There are new people coming to the show because of this.
I mean, it's just the fact that literally everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like more, I mean, because it's kind of like when Last of Us came out or like Game of Thrones, where it's like everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
Ugh, should I just watch it so I can be part of the conversation? That's what this is doing.
100%. Oh, God. And you know what? Welcome. Welcome, everyone.
I mean, you are the resident Vanderpump expert to the point where, like, I feel like this could be one of those things where you could go up against actual cast members and outdo them in trivia of their own show.
That's so sad.
Sad or wonderful?
Yeah, you know, it's a fine line.
Yeah. So what are you hoping to see go down when we finally get to glimpse this reunion show?
Oh, man. Well, geez. So there was a blind item posted to Dumois yesterday saying that they were inside the reunion. Obviously, we don't know how true that is. People can say whatever they want in those things.
Well, it was Andy Cohen constantly submitting to Dumois.
He had his phone behind his chair being like, this is happening right now. But they were saying that Tom Sandoval is really doubling down on the fact that him and Ariana hadn't been having enough sex. And I knew this little bitch boy was going to bring this up. Like, that's going to be the thing he falls back on constantly. He's such trash. I honestly just can't wait to see Ariana and Raquel interact at this thing. Like, Ariana's super, like, sarcastic and dry. And so I think she's probably going to handle it similarly to how I would handle a situation like this. So I'm like really excited to see what she says. And I'm sure Lala is just going to go off. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
I mean, you know, I love drama. So
yeah,
we should make a date of it.
Oh, we should. Because we're going to talk about it on here. I guarantee it.
I know. It'd be nice to watch it with somebody who knows what's going on. And you can just answer all my questions. Doesn't everyone love when that happens?
Yeah. Love it. Love it so much.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is a music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and John Lloyd.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.